Christopher Lemus, the kicker. 15 is Adam Duraj. I've got number 26, Anthony Dzinski from Banting Park. Number 17, Gabe Lascano. Number 11, the general, Zayas DeWalt. And number 9, the senior, Evan Stout. No, excuse, yep, that's the number. See the number? Or no, number 3, Benjamin Pizzala, it looks like. So I stand corrected there. Here we go, Friday night. So Friday night light starts now. Lemus ready to kick it off.
And here we go.
And it's back there. It's going to be fielded by number 0, Jack Sylvester, the junior. He's got some room in the outside, some great blocking. One guy to beat, Chris Lemus. Lemus has a hand on him. He's going to come down at the black shirt 48. Chris Lemus with a game-saving tackle and great blocking by that return team from Iguanago.
He caught a gear there and he took off, Don. He had some good locking, like you said.
It was a deep enough kick.
Off.
I think Sylvester caught it like the 1 yard line.
No, is that the 1 yard line? Yep. He booked.
Yep. So, Iguanago, twins left. It looks like an I formation here. Tyler Schlute is your quarterback. We actually have a fullback. Love to see that. Hayden Chitwood.
Under center.
There it is, up the middle, big haul. Up, oh, black shirt's there. Some good tackling up front.
Not much room.
Number 22, Mason Radovich.
So it's Anthony Dzinski with a big tackle on there. With Ben Jimenez.
Zebra gave
so 3 yard gain there.
Very favorable mark from the zebra there.
And I believe your tailback is number 22 for Muck, Mason Radovich. The junior. Split receivers both sides. I formation. Fake the handoff. Play action. Looking left. Gets a pass over the middle. It's intercepted. Number 1, Chris Hothouse Flowers. Trying to get a return, but pushed out of bounds at the 34-yard line by number 13, Kelly Mason.
What a great play.
That was a very athletic catch. It was, I think in Schlute's defense, that was a good pass. Flowers skied in the air to bring that down. There was an open receiver. Great athletic effort by Chris Flowers.
It really was. He got up in the air, dude.
After giving up a big return, the black shirts needed some early momentum.
Now he's walking the sideline with his champion wrestling belt on.
That's it. I see. Yep. It reminded me of Adriel Diaz's pick against Ocon last week. So the ball, ball spotted at the black shirt 34. That was a 2nd and 7 situation. So black shirts trips left. Empty backfield for Hector Carranza. Twins right. Playing against a 3-4. The general goes in motion. He gets his aid. DeWalt's going left. Gets around one tackler and up the field. And a good little 3 or 4 yard gain.
Number 11, Zay DeWalt.
Good inside contain there. Outside contain, I should say, by the muck. So no. Number 3, Austin Shulis with the tackle on that.
Got hit pretty solid when they made contact.
Yep. Well, if the general doesn't get past that first tackle, that's either no gain or a loss of 1. So it's good to see him using those wheels. So ball on the left hash here at the 39-yard line. They're calling it a 5-yard gain, 2nd and 5. Twins left on the tight side, twins right. Excuse me, trips left, twins right. Carranza gets the snap. He's looking left. He's got a guy over the middle, but he falls. And a flag's down.
Got some laundry.
The intended receiver is Tyler Williams. There was some contact with number 11, Taylor. I have the phonetic here. Let me get it. Tower. Excuse me. Thank you, guys. Gage Tower. Excuse me. Yep. Gage Tower. They're calling it defensive holding, so that'll be 5 yards and an automatic first. Or actually, no, it's a 10-yard.
It's like a 10-yard.
Oh, no, 5 yards from the spot of the ball. So that will move the chains. It'll be a first down black shirt. It's the 49. It was good to see the protection there for Carranza.
Yeah. Like I say, I always like keeping an eye on that offensive line. When they do their job, opportunities present themselves.
They sure do. So we got a ball on the left hash. Twins right this time. Twins left. Carranza all alone. Empty backfield. Now Adriel Diaz goes in motion, fakes a handoff. Carranza looking right. Pressure. He throws it away. Dangerous pass, and it's intercepted. And he's got some blockers. Oh, a great tackle by number 60, but he's still on his feet. Wow. Austin Shulist. I wonder if he's any relation to Carroll AD Mike Shulist, but.
Couple turnovers quick here. That one should have never been thrown.
Ramon
down.
Jackson with the touchdown saving tackle. Number 60 hustled over there.
Yeah.
Dangerous pass. Carranza under pressure. The best he could do was put a floater up. And great break on the ball by Shulist. Ball was returned. It was caught about at their 45. Ball McGonigal's left hash. Ball spotted. It looks like the 40.5 yard line.
Sure like to have that one back.
We sure would, yep. You know, that's the one where you look for the end zone. There was great pressure there. I didn't get the number on the muck player who had great pressure there, but so I formation, quarterback under center. Single receivers both sides. And it's up the middle. Good blocking up front. He's going to get close to a first down there. I'm calling that a 9-yard gain. Mason Radabicki again, right up the one hole. Real textbook blocking there by
yes,
the Indians.
It was.
So, yeah, it is a 9-yard gain, as I suspected. Second one. Tight formation here. Watch out for the play action. It's going to be Twins left. Full I formation there. Schlute under center. Snap. It's going to go to Radabicki again. Plenty of room for first down. And then some as he pushes forward. Finally brought down by the 21.
Number 22, Radabicki, the ball carry again from a long ago.
That offensive line.
They let Chris Flowers in on the tackle. So they needed one. They got 11. Ball's marked first and 10 at the black shirt 21-yard line. So a big opportunity, black shirts, turns into not only a missed opportunity, but a real reversal of fortunes as Muck's marching down the field now. Now Schlute's in the pistol formation here. Twins right, nobody on the left. He's going to roll out right. He's going to run this way. He's got the room. Great tackle, but he pushes forward. Great running there by Schlute, basically knocking over Justin Giese. Giese doesn't get knocked over that easily, too. So great run there by Schlute. Schlute 6'3", 215. He's not one of your smaller quarterbacks, that's for sure. So that's a 5-yard gain. Ball at the black shirt 16. Twins left. Schlute back under center with the full I formation. Second and 5. 8:05 is your time and counting. It's Radabicki up the middle again. Decent gain. He's close to a first down. And it looks like he's passed it by about a half yard.
22, Radabicki, the ball carrier.
And that's what I like to call 8-down territory there at the black shirt 11-yard line.
Got to hurry up offense.
Ramon Jackson on the tackle on that with help from Giese. So another first down for McGuanago. Single receivers both sides. Shotgun for Schlute. Radabicki on his left. The fullback now in the left slot. Oh, it's a reverse. He's got some room on the left. Finally brought down to 5. A good tackle there.
Number 13, Mason.
That was Chris Flowers in that tackle. Flowers a little shaken up after the tackle. That was Mason Kelly on that run. Coming from the right side receiver spot. Schlute gives him a forward toss there. So now we're looking at 2nd and 5. 7:26. Clock stops with the tackle out of bounds. First quarter, McGuanago threatening. Twins far right, pistol formation with Radabicki behind Schlute. And he's giving it to Radabicki up the middle. He powers through and he's in there for 6. It looks like, yep, the refs confirm it.
Indians.
So more tough running. He was about 3 or 4 yards upfield before any black shirts could touch him and he just barreled through him.
Well, like I say, that offensive line, the Indians are showing their muscle.
They sure are. So 7:18 remaining in the first quarter. And in for the extra point is number 2, Ryan McCormick, a all-classic 8 kicker and a senior. The snap, the hold, And the kick is true. So again, with 17-18 left in the first quarter, it's Maguanago 7, and the Waukesha South Blackshirts 0. And I think I need a quick break. Anya, why don't you give us 30 seconds here? We'll pay some bills here on the Blackshirt Football Radio Network.
If you've been searching for authentic, made-from-scratch American Italian cuisine, visit Mia's of Waukesha. Mia's skilled chefs craft every dish with freshness and love, bringing you the true essence and flavor of American Italian classics. Open daily Wednesday through Sunday at 800 Clinton Street in Waukesha. Walk in or call to reserve a table. 262-547-6503. That's 262-547-6503. Or log on miasofwaukesha.com.
Welcome back to your Waukesha South Blackshirts football. Here are your hosts, Don and Johnny.
Thank you, Anya.
Thanks, Anya. Don Brown with Johnny Watermelon. And Ryan McCormick, who just made the extra point, will kick off. 7:18 is your time left in the first quarter. Blackshirts had a very promising start with an interception on the opening drive, but then returned the favor three plays later after getting a first down. An unfortunate interception by Hector Carranza. Back to receive for the Blackshirts are Tyler Thrill Williams and the general Zayas DeWalt, number 10 and 11 respectively. Here comes McCormick. The kick. It's a dribbler. Bounces at the 15. Caught at the 9 by Williams. Williams has a hole.
Uh-oh.
He's got a big seam. Oh, it breaks my tackle. He's still on his feet. Finally brought down at the 50. Number 5, Owen Kilton.
What a great
defensive
run.
Defensive back with a great stop there. A leg tackle, shoestring tackle. Yeah, Williams stayed on his feet after what looked like a sure tackle, too. Oh, there is a flag, though. And, usually, you know how that goes usually, Johnny. But
yeah.
I'm guessing if the hold took place around the... Yep. Depending on where it is. In high school, the foul is made from the spot of the infraction, or where they start marking it off. So, and it may just be 10 yards, so we'll not be. Let's see where they go here. Nope, they stop. The flag was thrown at the 40, so it looks like it's going to go all the way back to the 30. So, unfortunately. Boy, it was such
That one hurt.
Yeah. Well, at least it's a 30-yard line, so it's still decent. You know, it's not the end of the world. But certainly a great run by Williams. And, you know, you get a big hole like that up the middle, it certainly raises some eyebrows. After the penalty, the ball is spotted here. So we got Twins right, ball in the middle of the field. Trips right, Twins left. Again, no running back in the backfield there. So, yeah, we don't have Isaiah Dunlap. Carranza gets the snap. He's looking to his right. A quick pass to Williams in the flat. Williams gets around. Goes a little north-south. It's going to be a loss of at least one here. Well covered by McGuanago. Williams ran to his left to get around the tacklers, but Muck stayed home all the way.
Yep.
So a lot of running for a gain of minus one.
Did not fool the defense. They stayed right in their lanes.
Yeah. I think that pass has to come out quicker.
I think so too.
Especially against a speedy team like Maguanago. So that second 11.
Telegraphed.
6:38 and running is your time in the first quarter. Blackshirts trailing 7-0. Ball in the middle of the field. Twins right, trips left. Carranza all alone in the backfield here. Gets a snap. He's looking right. Quick pass. And it's high. Over the intended receiver, Adriel Diaz. Looked like he had Stout open there on a button hook. Diaz well covered. So now it's 3rd and 11. Tough spot for the Blackshirts to be in.
So the defense is, you know, they're staying in their spots. They're not giving much up.
What I like about that play, though, is the quick release by Carranza. Not giving the line, you know, keeping the pressure away from him.
Right.
Especially when you don't have a running threat tonight. Isaiah Dunlap's out. Vinny Capoletti Mahalos is out. So now we got Isaiah DeWalt in the backfield, a pistol formation. Twins, twin packages on both sides. Going up against a 3-4 Muck defense. Linebackers playing deep. Here's a quick pass. He's got DeWalt. DeWalt gets around one block. And he's moving. He's gets all the way up to the 36-yard line, setting up a 4th and 4. So great job by DeWalt waiting for his blocking and creating some more yardage. So, but the punt team will come in.
That's the right call at this point, Don.
It's early, yep. 5:55 and counting in the first quarter. Ball at the 36 of the black shirts. So hopefully a good two receivers back for Muck, Jack Savasta and Tyler Schlute. They're at their own 35. Aiden Urban, the punter. Low snap off a hop. Urban gets it. And a dribbler, and it's going to go near the sideline and find its way out of bounds at about the 34-yard line of McGonigal. Let's see where the refs mark it. And, yep, it's going to go right. Oh, actually, they're marking at the 31-yard line, so.
A little favorable there. Yeah.
So about a 30-yard kick there, and off of a hop on the snap there, too. You know, we'll certainly take that, Johnny. So
yeah, we had some of that last week, too.
So Muck's got single receivers on both sides. Ball near the left hash, on the left hash. Schlutz in the shotgun here with a flanker, with a tight flank right. Rubicki on his left. He's looking left. Oh, that's the old pump fake. He's got a guy deep. Still covering. It's too wide. It's out of bounds. Not playable. Stout was beat for a moment there, but he caught up. I think he got away with a little touch there, too.
I think he did, too.
But a beautiful pump fake. Stout bought it, but he recovered nicely. And again, a little deep. And, gosh, if they could do that all game, Johnny, and that would be okay with us.
Sure.
Keep that,
just a little long.
Well, but we got power eye formation, single receivers. I see a running play in our very near future here. Yep, it's a counter. And Radabicki finds a hole, gets a good 6-7 yard gain there.
Number 22, Radabicki.
Don, one of the things you got to be worried about here as this game goes on with that offensive line playing.
David Laux on the tackle. Good to see David's name called.
The Indians are going to start to wear this defense down, I think.
They sure will. That was a nice counter, too. You talk about design. Everyone's thinking that one hole where it was like a knife through butter. And then,
yeah.
So, power eye formation. Twin receivers right, nobody on the left. Double tight end package for Muck. Third and four. And a good, another big run brought down by Flowers.
Took on the ref.
Not before. They took a ref down too, but they get all the way to the black shirt 43 there on third and four. Again, great blocking from the Muck line. You know, in the pros, the quarterback buys his lineman a steak dinner. I hope, you know, these are students, so I hope they have a little slush fund there for the lineman.
Yeah.
They're certainly doing a job here tonight. Pistol formation here. Twins right. Fullback lined up in the right flank. Schlutz rolling out. He's looking to run. Oh, and it's a great tackle by his own guy there, number 44, inadvertent, of course. Hayden Chitwood, he ran into him, and Ben Jimenez finished the deal. Jimenez gave Chitwood a little thank you there.
Yeah.
But
got a little help from his own guy.
2 yard gain, second and eight. You know, and I like the design.
Yeah, looked like it had potential.
Schlute can run, and it's a great way to stretch this black shirt defense, even though it's only a 2 yard gain. You know they can go up the middle at will. Twins left, single receiver right. Shotgun formation. Chitwood lined up now on the left kind of flank, actually between the tackle and the tight end here. Radabicki on Schlute's right. Fake to Radabicki. Schlute looking left. He's going long. He's got a guy. He's got him. It's caught. And he's in for the touchdown. Number 5, Owen Kilton. Another well-designed play. Kilton came all the way from the right side for that on a long flag.
Sure did. It took a while
very
to develop,
pretty play.
But it they
I
connected.
Think that was that Flowers on the coverage there?
I couldn't see it was
and,
on the
Stout
on the left
came
side
from
there.
The safety spot at the end to try to prevent the touchdown, but too late. That was a great catch there because it was a leading pass, and Kilton caught up with it. That was not an easy catch to make, even though it was a great pass. So Ryan McCormick out for a second extra point. 3:23 left in the first quarter here. McGonigal looking to add to a 13-0 lead after their second touchdown on a 43-yard touchdown pass from Tyler Schlute to Owen Kilton. Extra point is true under 3:23. McGuanago, 3:23 in the first. McGuanago now makes it a 14-0 lead over our Blackshirts. So we'll take a quick 30-second break here on the Blackshirt Football Radio Network. Anya, take it away.
If you've been searching for authentic, made-from-scratch American-Italian cuisine, visit Mia's of Waukesha. Mia's skilled chefs craft every dish with freshness and love, bringing you the true essence and flavor of American-Italian classics. Open daily Wednesday through Sunday at 800 Clinton Street in Waukesha. Walk in or call to reserve a table. 262-547-6503. That's 262-547-6503. Or log on miasofwaukesha.com.
Welcome back to live coverage of your Waukesha South Blackshirts. Here are your hosts, Don Brown and Johnny Watermelon.
Thank you, Anya. Welcome back to Ken Hollop Stadium here, Waukesha South High School. 3:23 remaining in the first quarter. McGuanago leading 14-0. And a really balanced attack, great running, great passing. The last touchdown was a 43-yard pass from the senior, Tyler Schlute, to the other senior, Owen Kilton. Ryan McCormick will kick off. And back for the Blackshirts. I think it's trying to get some numbers here. Yep.
Long
Chris
kick.
Flowers will field it at the five. He's going to his right. Oh, met beautifully and tackled. Got to give credit to this kid here if I can get a number. Looks like number, that was Adriel Diaz returning it. Sorry, number two. So, Colin Craig, the senior, with a beautiful open field tackle there. Blackshirts will start at their own 14-yard line. It's a well-kicked ball. You would like to have seen Diaz maybe let that one go out of bounds. It was near the corner, at least maybe make its way to the end zone. So I'm sure Blackshirt coaches from Coach Wilson's team will be talking to him. So a ball in the middle of the field. Twin packages both sides. We got a running back. I don't reckon. That might be Zayas DeWalt again for Carranza. 3:16 left. Hand up the middle. And a couple of yards there. A swarm of Indians there.
Number 24, Isaiah Dunlop.
No, Isaiah Dunlop is back in. That's the first time he's been in tonight, and we're calling his number.
Right.
Dunlop out last week with an injury he suffered against Ellsworth, his ankle, which has plagued him most of his high school career, or his football career, I should say. So, but it is a two-yard gain, second and eight, clock running, 2:48 and counting in the first quarter here. Blackshirt's looking to get something going here. A big pause here. I don't know. They may need a timeout if they don't get a play going here. We got twin packages both sides. Again, Dunlop on Hector's left. 2:28 and counting. And they're ready to get the snap off soon here. It's got to be near. Yep, there it is. Delay a game. And you know, you can't use all three. You can't take those timeouts in the locker room with you, Johnny. I would have taken that timeout now. This deep
I
in your own
too,
territory.
You know,
I don't understand that.
This is, you know, it's been going on for a while. You know, they're shooting themselves in the foot. You know, you got to play a little bit more intelligent ball than that.
Well, you do, and you've got
will kill you.
You got adult leadership on the sideline. Someone should be calling
Coach
that.
Wiltz is, you know, he wasn't calling for a timeout there.
No. So ball back near the 10, so it's going to be second and 14, 2:11 and counting. The snap. Fakes the handoff. Carranza's going to run this time. Really nowhere to go. He does get a couple yards, though. 2 minutes and counting, so that's going to make it third and 12 for the Blackshirts here. So, yeah, it's good to see him running the ball, Johnny, even if it's just for some short gains.
Yeah, they're trying to keep him a little honest out there. They sure got their work cut out for him.
You can really see the difference in size between the two lines.
You really can.
So, twin packages both sides. Dunlop on Carranza's left. 1:28 and counting the snap. It goes to Dunlop on the outside. He's got a little room. Pushes forward. Well, he gets hit about the 15. So that'll equate to about a one-yard gain, setting up fourth and 10. So the punt unit will come in. 1-10 and counting in the first quarter here. Blackshirts just can't get it to get going on offense. Couple promising plays there.
It's kind of a clash of the Titans here with Dunlop
it
and
sure
the
is,
defender
yep.
with the Indian. They both lowered their heads and, man.
Yeah, that was a great hit, yep. Good clean stick there by Muck.
Yep, it was.
47 seconds. Oh, another one-hop snap fielded cleanly by Urban. Urban
Much
kicks
better
it.
Kick.
Deep kick, and it's fair caught at the 49. Jack Savasta, yep, near the 48. Savasta looked like he had some room, but because of the spin on the ball, he wisely called for the fair catch. And the way the offense is going, you can't blame him.
Yeah, so on that particular play there, Don, I think the black shirts are coming at him pretty good, so I think he made a wise call.
Yeah.
Make a fair catch.
Well, like I said, you should have all the confidence in the world in your offense right now.
Yeah.
They put up 41 points the week before against Waukesha North. Twins right. I formation. Power I. First and 10. Muck. And it's a counter again. Radabicki's got a lot of room. Breaks a tackle. He's still on his way. Evan Stout finally brings him down about the 18. A 30-yard run just about. He broke some tackle. He certainly got the 7 or 8 yards with help from the line, but once he got through, he took some people down with him. And great run there. Another nice counter. I don't see enough counters, Johnny, in this high school game. We now have a pistol formation. Receivers, twins right. And a timeout is being called by the black shirts. So one series too late. But a good time to call one here.
Boy, when you look at those guys line up, Don, you know, the Maquanico Indians, they are some big fellas.
They sure are.
In that offensive line. And I think that opens up that run game so much.
But you look at that Nathan Roy, that 77, and you wonder if he's going to be playing on Sundays someday. For sure he'll be playing on Saturdays. That's a big lad there.
Yeah, well, they got a few of them.
And he's not alone. Yeah, he stands out perhaps because he's taller. But, yeah, they certainly got some beef, some strength.
Kind of shows that disparity in the Classic 8 with our black shirts and these guys.
Sure does. So black shirts come back out to the field after the timeout. It's going to be first and 10. Ball marked at the black shirt 19. 7 seconds left in the first quarter. Maguanago looking to add to a 14-0 lead. Pistol formation, twins right. Schlutz looking to his right. He's rolling out. He's got to get it. Oh, it should have been intercepted. He was looking for a receiver, but under threw the ball. And it was right to Tyler. I think it was Tyler Williams. It was really a perfect pass.
Yeah, number 17 was right. Hit him right in the hands.
Oh, 17. No, that was... Oh, Gabe Lascano, the Irishman.
Lascano had it right in his back.
I think he was so surprised because Schlu was looking to go over his head. He had a receiver. The receiver was well covered there by Williams, I believe that was.
He couldn't believe that it was there.
But and also, Schlu had room to run, too. So. So twins left here, ball closer to the left hash. Power I formation. Second and 10. It's another counter to Redabicki. Room up the middle. Flowers hit him, but he didn't grab cloth, and Radabicki waltzes into the end zone. And you got to believe they're going to be talking about that one in film. I see some clipboards getting tossed around in Coach Wiltz's film room.
Yeah, he didn't wrap him up. He tried to hit him with some force, and he did, but he didn't wrap him up, man. I mean,
tough runner like Radabicki just bounced off it and just waltzed in. Yeah, so. That's 20-0 as the first quarter comes to an end. Ryan McCormick will kick the extra point. And there's must be a cannon or something in the McGon. There's a lot of smoke out there. And there's a timeout or something before the snap. Ball went through. Have to get another bubble. There we go. So here at South in the west end zone, there's no net. So the ball goes into the soccer field. And now they got a fence open. So they have some utes, as Joe Pesci would say, that go down and collect the ball and bring it back up.
Encroachment against the black shirts.
So the black shirts are called for encroachment. So they may just, I don't know what they're doing here. Yeah, man, got to come back. I think McGonigal thought it was a declined penalty, but on an encroachment, it's a dead ball foul. So McCormick will try it again. The snap, the hold, all good, and so is the kick. So at the end of the first quarter, it's Maguanago 21 and your Black Shirts 0. And we're going to take a break here on the Black Shirt Football Radio Network. Anya, take it away.
If you've been searching for authentic, made-from-scratch American-Italian cuisine, visit Mia's of Waukesha. Mia's skilled chefs craft every dish with freshness and love, bringing you the true essence and flavor of American-Italian classics. Open daily Wednesday through Sunday at 800 Clinton Street in Waukesha. Walk in or call to reserve a table. 262-547-6503. That's 262-547-6503. Or log on miasofwaukesha.com.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Welcome back to coverage of your Waukesha South Black Shirts football. This is Don Brown and Johnny Watermelon.
Thanks, Anya. Welcome back to Ken Hollop Stadium. A beautiful early, can we call it an autumn night, even though it's not officially technically autumn? Here in this September 8th. Ryan McCormick getting ready to kick off. Tyler Thrill Williams and the General Zayas DeWalt back to receive for your Black Shirts. Black Shirts in all red. Black helmets. Maguanago in gold pants, white jerseys, blue fonts, gold trim, white helmets. McCormick's kick. Looks like another deep one. I think they're going to let that one. No, it's going to be caught at the one. It looks like DeWalt goes to his left, gets around a couple Indians, and finally brought down at the 27-yard line of the blast. So not a bad return. I guess you'd call that a net 7-yard gain. He could have let that one go into the end zone for the touchback.
That was a nice run back for
it. Sure was. Yeah, did a good job.
Yep.
It was great pursuit by Maguanago, and
showed some speed.
Zayas cut to his left and got around a couple of mucks. And, so Blackshirt's got the ball, left hash, 11:52 in the second quarter. Pistol formation, trips left, single receiver on the wide side of the field. Kronza gets a snap, it's a handoff up the middle. Dunlap, he's got some good block, goes around. And Dunlap fights his way for a nice gain. I'm calling that about a 7-yard gain. Actually, eight. So, Wyatt Newman, the senior linebacker with the tackle there. But great job by Dunlap seeing the hole, cutting it to the outside and getting an 8-yard gain.
He's got good vision, that Dunlap.
He sure does.
A little speedy fella.
Actually, they're making that, they're cutting that back to a 5-yard gain. He must have got out earlier. He must have been out of bounds earlier. So, second and five. Trips right, single receiver left, ball on the left hash, pistol formation. Now Zayas DeWalt goes into motion, quick screen to DeWalt. Oh, almost intercepted.
That could have been huge trouble there, dude.
The big man, number 90, Walker Powers.
Had a hand on it, and there was nothing but green in front
and,
of him.
And did us a favor because there were three other Indians there ready to pounce on Zayas DeWalt. Really nowhere for him to go. So that was sniffed out beautifully by the Muck defense.
That was almost a pick six.
11:40 is your time remaining in the second quarter. Blackshirts here now, third and five. Stout is all alone on the left. We have a trips right formation, ball on the left hash. Dunlap on Carranza's left here in the shotgun. Now a flanker goes in motion. It's going to be a reverse play. Nowhere to go there for Adriel Diaz.
Number two, Adriel Diaz.
Tackled by number nine, Hunter Osowski. So, you know, they call a reverse from the wide side going to the short side, and there's really not a lot of room there.
No, and number 75 for the Black Shirts, he needs to throw that block a little harder with a little more authority. That could have opened that up a little bit.
Sure. Yep, that's the junior, Jadian Rivera. Played some good defense. So the punt unit out again.
I'm just saying.
Two receivers back for the Muck. Ball at the 28 after the loss. Excuse me. Yeah, the 29 after the loss. So there's a high punt. It's fielded at the 39. And, come on, Ev. Finally brought down by Evan Stout with help from, looks like number 26, Anthony Dzinski. Owen Kilton, who scored the touchdown and had that return, so it's a 3-4 yard return. So the Banting Park boys, Evan Stout and Anthony Danzinski, and then that tackle.
Stout didn't make a nice play there. He was very consistent. He stayed on that guy and he got him. Almost had him for a little bit. Quite lost there.
10:43 remaining in the half. First half. Ball at the 44-yard line. First and 10. It's a shotgun formation. Twins right. Single receiver left. Radibicki on Schlutz left. Fake to Radibicki. Stout. Giese came in. They force him out of it. And he powers his way for a good, 7-yard gain. They almost had a sack. Justin Giese on the blitz. Linebacker blitz. But Schlut avoids him and finds his way up for a 7-yard gain. So they got to close on that. Second and three for Muck. So very athletic play by Tyler Schlut, avoiding a tackle for a loss, avoiding a sack. So Twins right, single back. The fullback behind the right tackle, single receiver left. And it's to the fullback. And he powers away to a first and then some. Some terrible tackling by the Blackshirts. He's still on his feet. Finally gets a knee down there. Chris Flowers, we dragged Flowers for 7 or 8. Hayden Chitwood. And we have an injured Muck play, a lineman. 9:53 remaining. We're going to take a break. During this injury timeout here on the Blackshirt Football Radio Network. Anya, take it away.
If you've been searching for authentic, made-from-scratch American Italian cuisine, visit Mia's of Waukesha. Mia's skilled chefs craft every dish with freshness and love, bringing you the true essence and flavor of American Italian classics. Open daily Wednesday through Sunday at 800 Clinton Street in Waukesha. Walk in or call to reserve a table. 262-547-6503. That's 262-547-6503. Or log on miasofwaukesha.com.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
Welcome back to coverage of your Waukesha South Blackshirts football. This is Don and Johnny.
Thanks, Anya. Don Brown, Johnny Watermelon here at Ken Hollop Stadium, and not a good sight for Muck fans, for any football fans.
Yeah, you hate to see that with anybody.
I don't have a number. It's a lineman. The medical crew is over there for the training crew for Muck. He's getting up. That's
number
a good
55.
Sign. Getting up on his own, too. And a good hand. Grant Stromberg, the senior.
It's like he's favoring that left knee.
Yeah, but that's a very encouraging sign. He's walking off on his own volition there. So, after that first down by Hayden Chitwood, no relation to Jimmy Chitwood of the Hickory Championship basketball team in Indiana.
How would you know that?
From the movie Hoosiers, yeah. This is a fake character. It's going up the middle. Different running back here, number 27.
Once
Colton Lynch, first time we're calling his name tonight, but it's a big, it's an 11-yard gain.
Oh, now we got a black
shirt down.
And
now black shirt's down, so black shirts return the favor. I don't have a... Looks like he's holding his hip there.
That McGuanico offensive line really flexing the muscle.
9:38 remaining. And I heard some good things about this Colton Lynch, and he showed it there. Another beautiful counter, went from the right to the left. Probably got a good 7 or 8 yards upfield before any black shirts could get a finger on him. But my fear is that this is Logan Tank Dable, one of our two all-classic 8 players. He's getting up, though. That's a good sign. No, it's Chris Flowers, number one. Another one of our stronger players there. So it looks like he got shaken up more than anything. I don't know the way he's kind of limping on the one leg, but it's just more of like a... But it's another Muck first down. Muck now going to the east side of the field here, looking to score in the east end zone with the change in quarters. 9:35 and counting here, second quarter. Twins left, pistol formation for Tyler Schlute. And that's Colton Lynch again back there. It's another handoff to Lynch up the middle. Some more great blocking. Finally brought down close to another Muck first down. There is a flag. And some extracurricular activity in the end zone there, but it stops after the whistle. Flag in the Muck backfield, so they could be holding. And the Black Shirts could sure use a break if that's the call. There is a little bit of a conference of Indians around the one official there, so I'm guessing it is. No! A personal foul.
Personal foul.
There's no description of the personal foul, but I heard one of the McGuanago coaches saying that he used an opponent's helmet to push off or something like that.
Well, there's a break.
But, that's, as Dan Deerdorf would say, the 15-yard variety. The refs are discussing where and when to mark it off. So 9:18 is your time left in the second quarter here. Sun finding its way down as darkness ascends here in Ken Hollab Field. And they're marking it the wrong way, yeah.
Well, they're going from the
foul. Spot of the foul, I think, yeah. So, Blackshirt Nation, not so in high school, it is the spot of the foul. So, and it's being walked back to. Looks like it'll find a home there about the 23-yard line.
15-yard variety.
Twins right, pistol formation. And Coach Wiltz wants an explanation, too, before they start up. Coach Wiltz wearing a white shirt. Dark warm-up pants. I think he had a sweatshirt on earlier. He removed. So, Twins right, pistol formation. And again, that's Colton Lynch there behind Schlute. And Schlute rolling out right here on the snap. It looks like he's going to run it. Makes a cut, brought down. Good tackle there by Adriel Diaz, but gets a respectable 4 or 5 yard gain using that 215-pound frame to dive forward. Ball all the way to the 15 there. So the ball was spotted at the 18-yard line. So as it turns out, it'll just be a 4 yard gain. Second and 6 here. Ball at the 14, 8:38 and counting in the first quarter. Single receivers both sides. Shotgun formation with Finch on Schlute's receiver in motion. It's another toss play from the right to the left. And Evan Stout's there to bring him down. A big play by the All-Classic 8 senior. Committing to Eau Claire. Great play.
Wrapped up by number 9, Evan Stout.
Stouted from the bottom. Now he's here. The Banting Park product.
Stout was not fooled.
They call that maybe a 1 yard gain. So it's 3rd and 5. 8:02 and counting here. Muck leading Black Shirts 21-0. Single receivers both sides. Ball in the left hash. Pistol formation with Colton Lynch. Receiver in motion. It's Lynch up the middle, going to the left. He breaks some tackles. He's got enough for the first down. More great blocking there from the Muck O line. Johnny, that truck we rented for the 4th of July parade, you could have driven that through that hole.
I know, that offensive line graded. They're just awesome.
Sick.
Man.
Ball at the 4 yard line, first and goal, 7:33 and counting in the first quarter. Twins left, ball in the left hash, so Twins left on the tight side of the field. Pistol formation. Chitwood, though, lined up in a flank behind the right tackle. It's Lynch again to the middle, but the Blackshirts are there to minimize the damage. I think it's only going to be about a 2 yard gain. So someone got there in the Blackshirt backfield. It might have been Justin Giese.
Number 27, Colton Lynch, the ball here.
Or Tyler Williams.
2 yard line,
but it's good to see the Blackshirts put some stoppage on that. Usually that's a sure thing for Muck tonight. 6:53 and counting. Second and goal, ball at the 2 yard line. Single receivers, both sides ball on the left hash. Pistol formation with Colton Lynch behind Schlute. Chitwood behind right tackle there. It's Radebicki again. Radebicki back in the game. That's a touchdown. Mason Radebicki powers his way in for his second touchdown of the night. Second or third, actually. I think Radebicki has all three rushing touchdowns. So Ryan McCormick out to kick the extra point. That'll make it 28-0 if it's all true. The snap, the hold, all good. The kick. And it's good. So 6:37 left in the first half. It's Maguanago 27, Waukesha South 0. We'll be back after these messages here on the Blackshirt Football Radio Network. Anya, take it away.
If you've been searching for authentic, made-from-scratch American-Italian cuisine, visit Mia's of Waukesha. Mia's skilled chefs craft every dish with freshness and love, bringing you the true essence and flavor of American-Italian classics. Open daily Wednesday through Sunday at 800 Clinton Street in Waukesha. Walk in or call to reserve a table. 262-547-6503. That's 262-547-6503. Or log on miasofwaukesha.com.
Welcome back to your Waukesha South Black Shirts football coverage. This is Don and Johnny.
Hey, thanks, Anya. Welcome back to Ken Hallup Stadium. Black Shirts looking to do something, trailing 28-0 with 6:37 left in the half. Tyler Williams and Zayas DeWalt back to receive the Ryan McCormick Maguanago kickoff. And again, my guest tomorrow on This Week in Waukesha is his honor, Mayor Sean Miley, and Water Utility Czar Dan Dukniak, talking about the historic transformation to Lake Michigan Water, the region's first non-coastal community to get Lake Michigan Water, and what we need to do to be ready when it comes in next week. And decent return to the 21 there, maybe more. The general, Zayas DeWalt. And it's going to be marked at the, looks like the 22. 22-yard line, 6:28 remaining.
Don, what would you like to see out of the offense to do something a little different here?
You know, they got Isaiah Dunlap back in. They had a couple good runs, at least a first down. Like, establish the running game as best as you can. And just really keep it simple. Give Karan, set Karan's up for success. Quick short passes, more of like the button hook variety or the comeback variety, safe passes. Tyler Williams goes in motion. It's Gunda. Dunlap up the middle. And yeah, there's a, you know, Dunlap only gets one, but there was a hole there for a moment. It's closed up beautifully by the Maguanago linebackers there. So Gage Tower, I think, was part of that. And Hunter Oslowski. So, no, they call it no gain, so second and 10. So, yeah, John, I just think some quick passes underneath coverage. Let's just get some 5 or 6 yard spots as time allows. Send one or two guys deep to keep the secondary honest. You know, you got a twin package here on the left, single receiver right. A pistol formation. Let's send Stout long and hit someone in the flat here, in the flank there. Now it's another running play to Dunlap, and again, nowhere to go. It's a good design play. It's just you got a big size and strength differential there, so it's not, you know, against other teams who go into the Parkland like that. That could have been a 3 or 4 yard gain, but he did get a couple. So it's 3rd and 8 now, 5:16 and counting in the first half. Black Shirts trailing Maguanago 28-0. So I think this is an obvious passing situation, Johnny, but.
You think?
But spread it out, you know. Let's see, we got ball in the middle of the field. Stout's all alone on the left. Twin package is right. You know, hit Stout cutting across the middle there, or have the twins cross. Fullback goes in motion. That's Jimenez now on the flank. Carranza goes. He's going deep. That's a high pass. Well covered. Pass intended for Williams. Blackshirt fans calling for a flag, but a contact was made right as they were going for the ball, so I think it was a good no call there. And Oh, there is a flag. Let's see.
Personal foul against
McGuanago. So really a big break. You know, not the passing play I would have called, Johnny, there. It was well covered by the Muck defense.
Yeah, it was.
But, yeah, it was a decent pass by Hector, a little high. But I think if you're throwing that long, you got to make it perfect.
You know, McGuanago getting a couple of penalties here.
Yeah.
Not very typical of that unit.
Nope, 4:42 remaining in the first half. Ball goes all the way to the 39. Should be an automatic first down. Yep. So huge break for the Blackshirts there. What was looking like a punting situation has now become a first down with better field position. 4:40 and counting here. I'm surprised they start the clock right away after a personal foul. I don't think the slaughter rule is in effect. Twins left, single receiver right. Pistol formation for Carranza. Four down lineman for Muck. The snap to Stout. Oh, well covered. And no, incomplete. Stout well covered there. Looked like he had a shot at it, but great coverage there by Muck.
Almost intercepted.
And almost intercepted off the deflection.
Holding against the Blackshirts.
And a holding call has been made against the Blackshirts, so. And Muck will take the penalty with 4:16 remaining. A 28-0 deficit for the Blackshirts to make up here. Good pass to Stout over the middle, but well covered. A little bit of delay here. Stout getting some gloves from Jimenez. So we got trips left here, it looks like. It's second and 20 for the Blackshirts. Twins right. Ball in the middle of the field. Trips left. Empty backfield for Carranza. Three down linemen now for Muck. The snap. Carranza looks to his right. He gets out. He may run it. He gets rid of it, and it's incomplete. Boy, he had an opening there, but that was snuffed out right away. I think that was Mason Radabicki, the tailback. Oh, no, excuse me, number 33. Colin Craig, we've called his number a couple times tonight. He made that play. Carranza had some open field. Looked like he could have ran or had
more
of a pass.
That's what I thought he was going to do.
Craig shut the door on that, coming from nowhere, coming from the linebacker spot. So now it's going to be third and 20, 3:58 remaining in the first quarter. A 28-0 McGuanago lead. And I think with a little faster wheels, Hector might have gotten some real estate there on the right side. It's really where they missed Tack Tadioka, the quarterback at South for the last 3 years, now playing at St. Thomas in Minnesota with his old teammate C.J. Johnson. So now there's a referee conference in the middle field. We don't know what that's about. Let's see.
I don't think this is going to be a good thing for us. No, maybe it's nothing burger.
It's a nothing burger, yep. Trips left, pistol formation, single receiver right, ball in the middle of the field. Again, three down linemen. Four linebackers here for Muck. Carranza gets a snap. High snap. He's going up the middle. The Dunlap. Dunlap is on the hole. There is a flag. So it would have been a 6 or 7 yard run by Dunlap, but it looks like it'll be a hold. Early indication based on the spot of the flag. Another tough break for the Shirts. Yep.
Shooting themselves in the foot again.
Yep. Well, and I think given the situation there, so ball now all the way back to the 20. They need to get to the 48-yard line for a first down. Just on the other side of the 20. So
along, a mile to go here.
The scoreboard still says second down, so that may be a good thing. So, Johnny, my guess at halftime will be Mike DeBruin, one of the band leaders for the Waukesha South Marching Band, to talk about March Fest coming up on Saturday the 23rd, 2 weeks from tomorrow. Trips left. He's going to right on a screen. And not much room. It was caught, and there was a gain about 4 or 5 yards. And again, well played by the Muck defense. So Gabe Lascano, it was kind of like one of those underneath plays, Johnny. The only problem is that Lascano was all alone on that right side, so there was really nobody to block for him up front.
It just wasn't developed very good.
It was about a 5 yard gain, I think, 4 or 5 yard gain. So it's going to set up 3rd and 27. Trips left, single receiver right. Ball in the right hash for Lascano. Pistol formation with Dunlop behind Carranza. The snap, Carranza looking to his right. Pressure, he's forced out of the pocket. Another tough throw. It's caught, no! Williams had a hand on it, but he's pushed out of bounds by Wyatt Newman, and it would not have been enough for the first anyway, so.
Yeah, that was a tough pass. He was running for his life.
Sure was.
He had two mucks right on him.
Yep. I think the play took too long to develop for this O-line, so. Another punt situation, regrettably, for the Blackshirts. 2:55 remaining, trailing 28-0.
Muck's going to end up with great field position here if something doesn't happen.
Oh, yeah. Two receivers back again for Muck. That's Jack Savasta and Owen Kilton. Punt gets off a high one. It's going to take it. Oh, Savasta clean. Oh, muffed it. Hangs on to it, though, but and there to tackle. Evan Stout again, 2 for 2 on punt coverage tackles. And at the same spot. No, actually, that was Justin Geese. No, Stout was in, I think.
I think Stout was in on it.
Yeah. So again, 48 yard lines where they're marking it. He dropped that twice, but was able to hang on to it in time. So, the junior Blackshirts football program will be introduced at halftime. And then the marching band will come on, and that'll give band leader Mike DeBruin enough time to come up and say hello. Tell us a little bit about. So, shotgun snap. Schlute, he's going to run it now. And now he's finally tackled, brought down. Short gain there.
He was looking deep.
That was the Irishman,
there.
Gabe Lascano, on that one. So it's a 1 yard gain. I think Schlute thought he might have still been behind the line and might have been able to make a pass. So fortunately for us, he ran back. Clock running, 2:18 and counting in the first half. Muck up 28-0. Ball in the left hash, single receiver on both sides. Pistol formation. Chitwood on the right behind the right tackle. And it's a handoff up the middle. This is Lynch again. Colton Lynch breaks through some tackles on the seam and powers all the way to the 32-yard line.
That hole was big enough to drive that truck through again.
David Laux with the tackle there. And Muck will call timeout here. Ball at the 32 of the Blackshirts, 1:56 left. So, Johnny, this is good practice for us seeing a collegiate caliber team here from Wabanago as we get ready for tomorrow night's historic inaugural broadcast of the Carroll University Pioneers in the second annual Quick Trip Bowl, their first showing at Schneider Stadium.
Yeah, that's going to be very exciting.
Go Pios. Yeah, really excited.
Coming out of the gate for the first game.
We'll be up in the box there with President Cindy Nattiger, Johnny, so we'll have to be in our best behavior.
Yeah, I heard you were going to wear a tie.
So, I was thinking of wearing a tie, yeah. So I'm going to ask on the show tomorrow what I should wear.
Hey, gentlemen, should we go
my guest tomorrow is Sean Riley.
Quickly?
Let's go to station ID, Anya. Thank you. It's
already 8 o'clock. You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Oh, it's
welcome back
there.
From Station ID. Oh, this is Don and Johnny with your Waukesha South football.
And the fullback back at Kenhelp Stadium. We missed a fullback dive coming from the flank spot. Hayden Chitwood scampers 21 yards all the way to the 1 yard line, breaking several Blackshirt tackles for Finally brought him down. Who brought him down on that? Did you see it, Johnny? I couldn't get a...
I didn't see it. There was a bunch of black shirts on that. They were all trying to hang on to him. And
yep.
Boy, he just ran for daylight.
Yeah. Yep.
So we're going to see them.